We turn now to Georgia, which is a hotbed of political activity at the moment. There's the Senate runoff election between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican candidate Herschel Walker. Yesterday, Governor Brian Kemp had to testify before a special grand jury investigating Donald Trump's alleged interference in the 2020 presidential election. And a judge has blocked the state's ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. All of this has kept reporters in the state very busy, and one joins us now, Raul Bally, politics reporter with WABE Radio in Atlanta. Raul, welcome.
It's great to be on.
Well, let's start with this lawsuit that Democrats brought over Saturday voting in this runoff election between Walker and Warnock. Why was Saturday voting such a problem in the first place?
So the Georgia Secretary of State's office says state law prevents Saturday voting within 2 days of a state holiday. Well, the Thanksgiving holiday falls in the middle of the four-week Senate runoff, and the only Saturday that early voting could be done was the Saturday right after Thanksgiving. Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock and his allies are suing. The Secretary of State is standing by his office's interpretation, and it basically comes down to this: is does the code apply to runoffs or only general elections and primaries? And we've had a development in the past hour. We now have a hearing date for the lawsuit. It is this Friday morning.
And we might have news about the results after that hearing?
It would have to be a quick decision because we're not talking about this Saturday, but the Saturday after that's in question. So it's got to be a quick decision, you'd expect.
All right. Now tell us about what we know about Governor Brian Kemp's special grand jury testimony. This was a very big deal that he was forced to appear.
Absolutely a very big deal. He is the highest profile figure to appear before the Fulton County special grand jury that is investigating 2020 election interference in Georgia. The special grand jury has been particularly focused on the actions of then-President Donald Trump and his allies, calling into question and even trying to overturn Joe Biden's victory in Georgia, and specifically the effort to replace Georgia's 16 Electoral College presidential electors that were pledged to Joe Biden and replace him with 16 electors for then-President Trump. Now, here's where Georgia's governor comes in. Then-President Trump called on Governor Kemp to have a special legislative session to do that, to replace the presidential electors for Joe Biden with Donald Trump. Now, while Monday's grand jury testimony was secret, you know, we've learned so much from court filings. He was likely asked about those contacts between him and the former president and their staffs. And one important thing I want to mention, Governor Kemp has not been accused of criminal activity.
Well, does this case, is it affected by Trump now formally declaring his candidacy for president?
We've been trying to figure that out. You know, it's does this change anything? You know, because in the end, when this grand jury is done and delivers a report to the Fulton County District Attorney, Fani Willis, it's going to be her decision on whether to prosecute, and that's going to include the former president.
All right. The other big news in Georgia this week is the fact that a judge blocked the state's ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. And by the way, this is the same judge who oversees the grand jury that Governor Kemp just testified in, right?
Exactly.
So tell us about this.
This is a very interesting ruling. You know, I'm not a lawyer, but, you know, the judge did not really rule on the abortion law itself. He didn't take up the constitutional questions or right to privacy issues. What he ruled is when the six-week abortion ban was passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Kemp in 2019, it was unconstitutional then in 2019. That's why he's blocking enforcement now. In his ruling, he kind of makes it clear that, you know, if lawmakers passed it now, the legislature and the governor would be okay. The state of Georgia is appealing, but for now, Georgia goes back to its old abortion law, where the procedure is banned after about 20 to 22 weeks, with exceptions. You know, back to the appeal, you know, it's likely headed to the Georgia Supreme Court. And the important thing that I want to tell, that I've been telling my audience, and I want to tell audiences around the country, the Georgia Supreme Court is likely the final legal stop because in this case, because of the Dobbs ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, this is really a state issue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the important thing to take away. If the Georgia Supreme Court does not put the six-week abortion ban back into place, only the legislature can do that after that. It's not going to be the U.S. Supreme Court. It's only going to be your local legislature. And again, that's the reminder, Local elections for judges, sheriffs, district attorneys, attorney generals have become so much more important because you have certain issues like abortion being sent back to the states.
Oh, that's interesting. So what's next here? We have about a minute. Will there be an appeal and an effort to pass a new ban in Georgia?
That's going to be the complicating thing. First, it's going to go to the Georgia Supreme Court. We'll see what they rule. You know, one of the questions I'm asking is the Georgia Supreme Court only going to rule on this issue of should it have been implemented in 2019 or not? Or will they take up the privacy issue and the state constitutional issues? As for the Georgia legislature, I was there when it passed in 2019. It passed by only one more vote than they needed. Very tight margin. Since then, Republicans have lost another 5 members in the Georgia House. The real question is, could it get back through the Georgia House again?
Lots happening in Georgia. Lots to be watching. Raul Bali is a politics reporter at WABE Radio in Atlanta. Thanks for keeping your eyes on this for us, Raul. We appreciate it.
We're staying busy.